This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in a hadith, as Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, al hadith sahih, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to his companions, hadith, he's telling us, إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِيَرْيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُوا. When you pass by the gardens of the paradise, what gardens of paradise? We'll see. He says, if you pass by the gardens of the paradise, فَارْتَعُوا, ارْتَعُوا, meaning, يعني انت imagine you walked into a garden in where there's apple trees or mango trees or orange trees. فَارْتَعُوا would mean stay in there, pick whatever you want, eat whatever you want, drink whatever you want, relax and enjoy and take pleasure as much as you want. That's what irta'u means. For Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says to the companions, when you pass by the gardens of the paradise, irta'u, take from it as much as you want. For as-sahaba radiallahu anhum, they said, وَمَا رِيَاضُ الْجَنَّةِ. What is the gardens of the paradise? What are they? For he said to them, al-masajid, the masjid. The masjid is the garden of the paradise. So then they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا الرَّطْعُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Well, yeah, what do we pick? What do we eat? And how do we drink? For he said to them, سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. In other words, these words of dhikr, you're supposed to find pleasure in them, just like a person that walks into a garden and begins to eat whatever he wants from the trees. Yani, this is supposed to be fulfilling and nourishing for a person, dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considered dhikrullah a paradise on earth. He called it, إِذَا مَرَتُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ. Yani, he described dhikrullah azza wa jal as a paradise on earth. And this is why some of the salaf, rahimahumullah, they would say that that our hearts, there comes moments and times upon our hearts in where we experience tremendous moments of happiness and joy because of dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would say that if the people of the paradise, yani, were to enjoy what we are enjoying right now of this happiness and joy in our heart, then the people of the paradise are really blessed. They're in a huge blessing. Yani, subhanallah, this is a level that some of the believers in this life would reach. They would reach a level in where they wish that we wish that we're in the paradise. When we eventually get to the paradise, we wish that we can have the same feeling in the paradise like we had in this earth. Allahu Akbar. All of this because of dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, this is why Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he says that inna fi dunya jannah man lam yadkhulha lam yadkhul jannat al-akhirah. That in this worldly life there is a paradise. That if a person does not experience this paradise in this life, he will not experience the paradise of the hereafter. For what is this paradise? Dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you're supposed to live in paradise when you live with dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala.